you know, we all go to L.A. periodically. Well, not everybody, but many of us in the business wind up in L.A. for one reason or another every so often. And I was there 2 weekends ago, and it's L.A. It's vibrant. It's big. It's overwhelming. It's the traffic is crap. And there's all kinds of reasons, and there's lots to do, whether you're a sports fan or not, and 12 months of the year. But are you at all surprised that the return of football after nearly two decades has been greeted with such a ho-hum in La La Land?
Yeah, not really. You know, a couple things come to mind. You know, when they had their very first preseason game here last year, which was their first ever like, NFL game of any kind in 21 years, 90,000 people showed up. Their first regular season game of the year, again, 90,000 people showed up. I think they were kind of curious. Like, listen, we haven't had an NFL team here for 21 years. We've been watching it on television, but let's come out and see what's happening. Let's support the new team. The fact that team went 4-12 last year. I went to two games myself. They actually won those two games, so I'm a little bit of a good luck charm. But they did not score a single touchdown in either one of those games. I think it was a 6-3 win or a 12-9 win. Just a terrible, non-exciting football game. And so when you talk about Los Angeles and all the things that are happening here, and I know it's cliche to say this, but it's especially true in Los Angeles, you have to win. So when they show a lot of empty seats for a team that not only went 4-12 last year, but hasn't posted a winning record since 2003, that's where it comes from. We have shown that we do support a successful or at least an exciting team. On Saturday, the Coliseum will be sold out for number 4 USC versus Texas.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
USC is an exciting team. They're a contending team. So when the Rams start to win, when they start to be exciting, then I do think Los Angeles will come out to support them.
Arash, did everyone overstate the fact that this used to be the Los Angeles Rams and there was a belief that there would be a following there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think the two things there, they moved to Anaheim in 1980. And I know, listen, if you're not from here, that's not that far away, like Los Angeles and Orange County. We don't view it that way. I mean, if you leave Los Angeles and move to Anaheim, that's a different city. You're basically relocating. So, you know, when they moved in 1980 and moved to Anaheim, they left a lot of Los Angeles fans behind. And then in 1994 or January of 1995, when they relocated to St. Louis for 21 years, I mean, that's a generation of fans. You know, I don't have any real recollection of the Los Angeles Rams. I didn't grow up a Rams fan. So, you know, when people talk about the success of the NFL in Los Angeles, I will believe that it's a sort of a generational thing. So it's going to be hard for them to get a 30 or 20-something-year-old person that doesn't really recall the last time we had a team here. It's hard for us to be a diehard fan of that team tomorrow. What they're going to have to wait for, and if they have the patience, I don't know if they do or not, is when my kids grow up and they're going to be, you know, either a Chargers fan or a Rams fan. But again, you can't leave a community for 21 years and just expect them to support you.
Well, before Bob jumps in, is Los Angeles a pro football town?
Listen, again, cliche, they are a pro football town if it's a good team. When the Raiders won a Super Bowl here, first of all, the Coliseum is just an outdated, archaic place to play. I mean, this is, once they move into their new facility, it'll be interesting to see how many people come out because it'll be a nice stadium. It'll be a 70,000-seat stadium. I mean, you know, the Coliseum is just not a fun place to go. I mean, they run out of water during the games. There's long lines to use the concessions and the restrooms. So, but to your point, they're a pro football town if the pro football team is an actual good team. If the Raiders, for example, there's a lot more Raiders fans in Los Angeles because that was a team that we most remember. I mean, they played here, for 12 or 13 years, but they won a Super Bowl here. They are a Super Bowl contending team. So if the Raiders were in Los Angeles today, they would sell out the Coliseum, I think.
You mentioned Anaheim. isn't far from Los Angeles, but it is long.
Miles or time?
It's long.
I've made that drive in like 2 hours, even though it really shouldn't take that long.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. You know, it can be a 2 hour drive, you know, on a, well, not even in rush hour, but in a normally busy day. So, and especially if you've got 50,000 people headed towards Anaheim for a football game, so just to put it in context for those people who haven't been there, I'm intrigued more, really. The Rams are what the Rams are. I'm more intrigued by the Chargers in many ways because, you know, as you alluded to, the original battle was, you know, between the Raiders and the Chargers for who the second team was going to be. And the Chargers wind up prevailing, I think. Prevailing is the right word, but we'll find out. Now, they go into a 27,000-seat soccer stadium. It'll be a better football experience. It'll be more intimate.
Sure.
But they haven't sold out yet. And there isn't much history of the Chargers in L.A., certainly not recent history. And I guess part of the question is, will anybody from San Diego drive up? And the answer is yes, some will. But which of these two teams do you think ultimately prevails at the box office?
I think it's the Rams because there's at least some of a connection there. The Chargers was just such a losing battle for them. I mean, it just didn't make any sense. People in Los Angeles feel a little guilty that they moved here because they didn't want them here. First of all, if we kind of agree with the premise that this is still a Raiders town, those Raider fans don't like the Chargers. I mean, this is essentially like the San Diego Padres moving to Los Angeles. We don't hate the Padres, but we don't have a connection with them. We would make that 3-hour drive or take the train down to San Diego on the weekend and watch them play. But there's no diehard Chargers fans in Los Angeles. And so that's why I said when they moved here, I said scrap the name, start from scratch, be an expansion team. Because just saying Los Angeles Chargers still sounds weird. And again, you're going to get that very small minority that said, well, technically the Chargers were born in Los Angeles.
That's yes, right.
They played their very first year here, and then they moved. But again, they were in San Diego for 56 years. So there is no connection there. And again, I'm not saying that there won't be one built. But again, to my previous point, that will be my kids. That'll be the next generation of fans. I don't see how you could be a 20, 30-something-year-old person and say, oh, well, they just moved here, so I'm a Los Angeles Chargers fan. I just don't see that happening.
Which will be the better team this year?
I do think the Chargers. I know that the Chargers dropped their first game, but just when I look at their quarterback, when I look at the talent that they have, the Chargers should be the superior team. Now, again, I think you're talking about the difference between 9-7 or like 8-8 and 7-9, but I don't think either team will be great. But I do think the Chargers will be the slightly superior team. But I am very interested, and I'll be at that first game Sunday, what that football experience is like. And again, I do think every game will be close to a sellout. But unfortunately for the Chargers, I think the majority of the fans, or a lot of the fans, will be fans of the opposing team.
That's a good point.
On another subject, the last few hours, few days, the announcement has become official. LA has the 2028 Olympics. It's interesting because it's 11 years out. It's usually only 7 years out. And, they did a light show and they've started the process of kind of drum up interest in the LA Olympics 11 years from now. What's your take on the future of that? Is this going to be an event that people in Los Angeles will get behind?
Yeah, I mean, listen, when you look back at the sort of the turning point of the Summer Olympics in terms of when it was able to make a profit, you go back to 1984, and I mean, that Olympics everyone loved so much. And so I do think that Olympics will do well. I mean, people were very excited about 2024 just because of the timing of it. Again, a lot of these new facilities will be built, and it has nothing to do with the Olympics. The Coliseum will be redone. You got the new football stadium for the Chargers and the Rams. We have a new arena, I think, for the Clippers. We got a new soccer stadium for the new soccer team. So a lot of buildings that normally get built specifically for the games are kind of currently under construction. So again, we have to wait 4 more years. But I think people are going to be genuinely excited. Listen, you're going to have people here complaining about the traffic. Listen, there is traffic no matter what happens. So whether it's the Olympics or not, we're just going to have traffic in the city. But I do think people will genuinely be excited to go to the 2028 Summer Olympic Games.
Well, lots to talk about, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. And we've got a lot of time to talk about the Olympics. We will see what the Chargers wind up doing in their home opener, and the Rams are going to have to do better in terms of filling seats. Yeah. And John said, you saw tickets are available for $20.
I tell you, I can go online right now and buy a ticket for the Rams game for $20. Through the Rams website, they're $80. And for the Chargers, I can buy a game ticket for $126. That's the lowest price for a regularly priced game ticket of 133, but John, that's just supply and demand.
Point. People are kind of confused why the Chargers game is not sold out. Well, I mean, it's a more expensive ticket. Now that's a unique atmosphere. I mean, 27,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were right on top of the action. As cliche as it is to say, there is not a bad seat in the house. But people are telling me, listen, why don't people go to the Rams game? It's only like $6 a ticket. Well, that's the ticket that doesn't pay for parking. That doesn't pay for the fact that you got to go to downtown, that you got to go to the Coliseum, it's just the NFL is such a great TV product now. Just having a cheap ticket that's not the whole story. So it'll be interesting. Again, these two teams have to win. I think that they can't have success in Los Angeles, but if they continue to do what they've done the last couple of years, no one or a lot fewer people than they would hope are going to continue to go out to their games.
Arash, thanks for taking time for us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.